Good evening, tonight is Tuesday, June 3rd. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. I had a good day today. Made it through another day of work, and then afterwards went out to the local Tuesday night education meeting. Tonight they were covering service, and basically a lot of the different ways that you can do service in a generally kinky, but kind of with more of a focus towards the DS aspects of things. One of the things that I found particularly interesting about the class was how they focused on more of the, I would say more of the why, as far as what the person giving and receiving the service is getting out of it, and also what it is about the particular kind of service, that's making it kinky. I mean, if you just fold somebody's laundry, in general, that's probably not going to do much for you. And not to sound judgmental if it does, but usually there's more. There's some aspect of it that makes it a kinky service. Having someone clean your kitchen, not necessarily kinky, but having someone clean your kitchen in a bottomless French maid outfit, all of a sudden that's kinky. Having them do it while you watch, even kinkier. They're sort of different things that you can take a look at and focus on as far as what it is that you get out of the activity and how to sort of maximize that. And they covered a lot of different, specific types of service. Going back and forth between domestic service, usually involving sort of cleaning or serving around the house. And they also covered service within within the confines of a BDSM scene that you're having with someone else, as far as doing your service by prepping the play space or helping out during the scene with handing off toys, that kind of thing, allowing the top or dominant or master to focus more on enjoying the scene and being more effective in it by sort of covering some of the less focused on aspects and making it making it so that they don't have to worry about those things as much, and also cleaning up after a scene while the top and the bottom of the scene are sort of coming down, and taking care of the personal aftercare can also be a great service. And I won't list off all the different things that they talked about, but in general, I thought it was a pretty interesting presentation, particularly in how they focused on what you get out of what you get out of either giving or receiving service, and how to how to focus on that. That's about it for the evening. As always, I can be reached with any comments, feedback, or suggestions. Or questions at evan@kinkycrafter.com. And I'd love to hear from you if you have anything to say. And I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.